everyone. This is Gab Apple. I'm the administrator of the White Knight Hakava Tumblr, and I have some questions that you've submitted for me to answer. I'm pretty excited about it. I've got a bunch. All right, so let's just go ahead and start with the list, going in chronological order. The first question is, do you love Marley Mays? Well, unfortunately, Hakava doesn't really know Marley Mays, so he can't really say if he loves her or not. He's a little bit of a stickler when it comes to using the love word seriously. And, yeah, he doesn't know nearly enough about her to form an opinion in any way, shape, or form. So there's that. Second question, opinion on Heiji. I've covered this a few different times, how Hakava feels about Heiji. So instead, I'm going to tell you guys how I feel about him, because obviously Hakava has problems with him. I think that he is a fantastic character. I have always really, really liked Heiji, even back when I was watching Detective Conan as Case Closed and he was Harley Hartwell. I was always very excited to see him show up and be kind of the sidekick. He is really funny and surprisingly clever. And the thing I like the most about him is, unlike all of the other detectives, the high school detectives, he really does wear his heart on his sleeve. He's very passionate and honest and authentic. I think he's easily the most personable and relatable of the teenage detectives, because it's not so much his ego that drives him as it is his desire to do good and to prove what he's worth as an individual. I know all of the Gosha boys have incredible father figures that dictate who their sons are and what they're expected to be. And Heiji canonically has a difficult time with his father, as we've seen. But instead of taking that kind of bitterness and turning it into negative energy, he chooses to be rebellious and prove that he's his own person, which I think really in a lot of ways makes him one of, or probably the most well-adjusted of the detectives, and allows him an opportunity to make strides and advances in his own personal development that the others might not have, because they feel so tethered and locked in on the expectations that their fathers have set for them previously. So in short, I think Heiji is amazing, and I'm so glad that we have good Heijis on Tumblr to play with. Thank you, by the way. Okay, the next question is guilty pleasure Disney movie. Hakava has two, actually. The Great Mouse Detective, for obvious reasons, and The Sword in the Stone. He doesn't want to elaborate because he feels a little bit embarrassed. I don't know why, because Disney movies are awesome. And he says, honorable mention goes to 101 Dalmatians because he adores the book. Next question, which is, I guess, somewhat related. Are you a dog person or a cat person? Hakava's actually never owned a cat before, but he does have two golden retrievers in London, Mycroft and Irene. So he grew up with dogs because his mother's a dog person, and he's just never had a cat, doesn't really have any experiences with them. I think he would like a cat. It would probably work out very well, actually, especially in Japan, where he's so lonely all the time. But he hasn't thought of actually getting one on his own. Okay, the next question. What song always makes you happy when you hear it? That would be, I mentioned this in a roleplay just the other day, that the alarm he uses on his phone every morning is La Festine. I probably butchered that. But it's the song sung by Camille on the Ratatouille soundtrack. Also, Moves Like Jagger from Maroon 5. For some reason, he is in love with that song. And if we start talking about music more, he's going to start. Anyway, let's just move on. Next question. What favorite food puts you in a great mood? He is a secret sweet tooth, so if tea doesn't count as a food, which it really shouldn't, then I would say eclairs and strawberry shortcake, cookies, brownies, ice cream, hot chocolate and toast, and that sort of thing. Next up, if olive oil comes from olives, where does baby oil come from? Hakaba would like to inform you that baby oil does not come from babies. It's actually a mineral oil made from the liquid byproduct of petroleum when being processed to make gasoline. All right, next up. Is it a bit unnerving that doctors call what they do practice? Hakaba says that the answer to this question is no, because the dictionary defines practice as the actual application or use of an idea, belief, or method as opposed to theories about such application or use. Therefore, the doctors are putting into practice everything that they learned in medical school and during their residency. So it's actually pretty great. Next question. You'll have to forgive me if I pronounce the name incorrectly, but the question is, just how into Jean is he, and if that involves letting her get away with the heist? To give the rest of you guys a little bit of background, this is for the thread for The Love of a Painting, where a thief is coming to steal a painting at a fancy high society kind of party, and Hakaba has actually been hired by the owner to help protect the painting. He's supposed to be scouting the area, getting to know everyone there to see if he can root out who the thief is, because it's been threatened to be stolen. As far as the thief herself, he is quite interested at this point because she has issued a challenge to him without so much telling him that she's the thief. No, but he's thinking that she might be his next conquest. And for those of you who aren't aware, Hakaba is a bit of a playboy when it comes to these fancy parties that he doesn't want to be at in the first place. And he seems to make it a goal to find somebody to take home with him, or to the hotel, or panic room, or spare room. It's pretty bad. Anyway, right now, he thinks that she is fascinating and dangerous and incredibly suspicious. It's definitely possible that she could use that to her advantage to get away with the heist, but he is on the clock, so he's going to be focused on work primarily, even though he is being distracted, and that will make him a dangerous opponent. Well, as dangerous as Hakaba can get anyway, he's actually not that dangerous, but he might get her arrested, or at the very least stop her from stealing the painting. Most likely he will make her life more difficult, and she, being as clever as she seems to be, will succeed in her endeavors. But as Hakaba is fond of saying, no one's infallible, so even if he loses, he probably will have a good time anyway, because it's a very interesting chase. Alright, next question. Do you like sexy lingerie? Hakaba, yes, is a fan of sexy lingerie, but it's not necessary. I think we answered a question about this before, but it might have only been in Skype group, because we like to talk about that kind of thing. He prefers black or red, lacy, silky, and there you go. That's probably enough information about that. Next question. What is more difficult for you, looking into someone's eyes when you are telling someone how you feel, or looking into someone's eyes when they're telling you how they feel? For this one, Hakaba definitely says it is way more difficult to talk about his feelings to begin with, and looking at someone in the eyes, as he says, it is next to impossible. If he manages to do that, it's because he's decided that's far more important than his own personal comfort could ever be, and it's going to be a big deal. So for all of you Kaito kids out there who have Hakaba looking at you soulfully in the eyes, please know that this is an important defining moment for him. Poor thing. Anyway, all right, and the final question. Heart and soul. Is love important when you have sex? For Hakaba, it is really important, but a little bit backwards. It seems to be that the more he loves and respects a person, the less likely he is to go to bed with them, because he's so afraid of screwing it up. Because he doesn't have very many friends or people that are close to him, when he does have someone like that, he will go to great lengths to keep a sort of professional distance from them so he can maintain that relationship in whatever way he can. The closer someone gets to him and the more that they learn about him, the more likely they are to discover the kind of person that he really truly believes that he is. And he's afraid that it will make them reject him on a very personal level, not something superficial like his mixed heritage. And he doesn't know if he can deal with that. So it is very, very important. And he hopes that someday he will be able to work through his problems and find someone who is stubborn and determined enough to figure him out, all of his flaws, and accept him anyway and love him. And at that point, he will be sold and loyal, dedicated, committed to a monogamous relationship. And that will ultimately lead to a lot more happiness for him. But he has a long, long way to go to get there. Okay, that is the last question. So I guess that wraps this up. So thank you so much for submitting those. I hope that this was interesting or at least mildly entertaining. If nothing else, you got to hear my voice without having to listen to me read 50 Shades from Grey. I still can't believe Carpet Crawler made me do that. And that's it. So thank you for listening. And thank you so much for supporting my crazy Hakuba Tumblr Ask blog. It really means a lot to me. The end.